we present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
You know, guys and girls, it don't always happen. But every now and so often, we get a hire who can't pay the fare. When this happens, we usually take the name and address, and a flame of debt collectors comes round from the union, and they calls on them, and they tries to get the dough. Or sometimes we do feel sorry for the guy or the broad, and we tell them to forget it. But I'll tell you one thing, we does not forget their mug in a hurry. And very seldom is us cabbies taken for a sucker by the same geezer twice. Tonight's regular all starts when Red drives this old Spanish senor to an address, and he ain't got no bread for his fare.
Then, 152 East 56th Street.
Many thanks, senor.
Don't mention it. It'll be $4.50.
Que gracia. I regret, senor, but I have only $2 on me.
Well, ain't you got any money in your room?
No, senor, no. Just the $2. That's all I have. You can have this with pleasure.
Listen, I can't take your last $2. Can't you borrow some from your landlady, maybe?
No, I already owe to her 4 weeks' rent.
That's too bad. So what are you going to do about my $4.50?
You can have the $2, please.
Yeah, but what about the $2, what about the rest of my cash?
I don't know what I can do about that.
Hey, suppose I lend you the rest of the money?
You mean the $2.50?
Yeah, that's how much it is, isn't it?
Si, senor. $2 from $4.50 is $2.50.
Yeah, I do see. Si, senor. I see, senor. Si.
No, senor. I cannot borrow money from someone I don't know.
Oh, well, my name's Red Kowalski. How do you do?
Yeah, how do you do,
now, you know who I am. You can borrow the $2.50 off me. Here we are. $1, $2... and 50 cents.
Yeah.
There. Now you give me that back, plus the $2 you have already, and then we quits.
That is very kind. Gracias, senor. $1, $2, $4, and 50 cents.
Yeah. Okay, now we quits.
No, senor. We are not quite, you know. I still owe to you $2.50.
You do?
Si, senor. The $2.50 you just lent to me.
Oh, yeah. When are you going to pay it back?
I don't know. My prospects, you see, are not all this good at the moment.
Never mind about your prospects. When are you going to pay me back?
I cannot say this.
I am not leaving here till you give me back the $2.50 I just lent you.
But I have just given you back the $2.50 you lent me for to pay the fare.
So what are you complaining about? We're quits?
No, senor. I still owe you $2.50.
How can you? You just give it to me back. Here it is in my fist, look.
Yeah. Madre mía. Shall we start from the commencement?
Yeah, why not? It's better than starting in the middle or at the end. Though with a magazine, I often start at the end. Then I flip the pages back to the beginning. Mind you, I only look at the pictures. Now, with a story like you get in True Romance of Pictures, you have to start at the beginning. Otherwise, you don't get the thread of the story. You get the needle. You get that? You don't get the thread, you get the needle.
Yes, I think it the best we start from the commence.
Oh, let's start the commence.
Well, now, first, you, the fare from the hospital to here was $4.50, right?
Right.
I only have $2, so I am short of $2.50, right?
$2 for $4.50 is $2.50, right.
You are very kind to me. You lend me $2.50, right?
Right.
I pay you $4.50, right?
Right.
So although I have paid you the fare, I still owe you $2.50, right?
Wrong. I want my $2.50 back right now, the $2.50 you owe me.
I can only suggest, senor, that I give you this guitar in payment of the fare.
You're selling the guitar to me for $2.50?
It is worth more than this.
How much is it worth then?
Oh, no lo sé, senor. It was made in Madrid several years ago.
Pretty old, huh? And foreign, too. How about $10?
I am in no position to argue. I used to teach the guitar. But nowadays, no one wants to learn the Spanish guitar, just the electric guitar. And since I have been in hospital, my three pupils have found other teachers. So I shall have to take the best offer I can get.
I tell you what, look, I'll give you $14.50 for it. I've always wanted to play the guitar, so I can be generous.
Oh, that senor is indeed generous.
Right, now, here's $10. Here we are. And the $2 you gave me, and we shall get them out the fair. So that's $14.50, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Senor, you take care of the guitar, won't you? I have been teaching with this guitar for 30 years. Adios, senor.
Shalom. Gee, I've always wanted a guitar. Now I got one. Even though it's pretty old and foreign, mate. Can't wait to start playing. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm off to Alabama with a guitar on my knee. Yeah, I think I learned that song first. But, well, I'm stopped at this traffic light. I'll just have a look at my new guitar. Well, my new old guitar. Hey, it's a beauty. Look at that sheen. And it's highly polished, too. Let's just try it. Gee, ain't that pretty? I'll do it again. Gets better and better. I can just see me giving my first concert in 2 weeks from now.
Now here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at the Carnegie Hall. The soloist is Mr. Red Kowalski, who is the guitar playing sensation of the year. He informs me that he only took up the guitar 2 weeks ago. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Red Kowalski.
Will you mind moving on, Segovia? You're holding up the traffic.
Oh, sorry, officer. I was dreaming. Oh, no, sorry. I'm just going. Hey, Chuck, Michael, look what I got for $14.50.
What you got there, a machine gun?
No, it's a guitar.
Huh? Oh, gee, let's have a look, Rag.
Sure, Michael, yeah.
Oh.
There it is, Michael. All $14.50 worth. Ain't it a beauty?
Wow. Red, it's sight in the ears. Can you play it?
Just a little, Michael, just a little.
Come on then, genius, come on, give us a concert.
Okay, I will. First of all, there's this tune. And then there's this tune.
Hey, how about that? That is wonderful. Catchy tune, too. Okay, what'd you do for an encore?
I play the first tune again. You get tired of that, you play the other tune.
Oh, boy. We got a Segovia in our midst.
Gee, thanks, Chuck. That's what the cop called me, too.
Huh?
What cop?
The one I met at the traffic lights.
What traffic lights?
Well, after I bought this guitar from this Spanish guy, the guitar's Spanish, too, by the way. It's pretty old as well, but it's been well looked after. Well, after I bought it, I stopped at some lights when I thought I'd have a little peek of my new Inquisition.
You mean acquisition.
That's a punishment.
That's imposition.
That's when you don't feel well.
That's indisposition.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
What are you going to do right now?
Play you my two tunes again. In this position. That's one. And that's the other. Say, I'm getting quicker. Amazing what a little practice does. I'll play them again.
Now, hold it. Those ain't guitar tunes. When you play the guitar, you have to play chords.
What chords, Chuck?
Well, you see, Red, chords is some... chords... hey, Myrtle, what's chords?
Chords is when you hold down a few of the strings with your fingers and then you place the strings with the other hand. That's what chords is.
I see. I think. You mean like this? No, that's better. It's better than the other two tunes. I'll play this new tune again.
You hold it. Chords ain't played by holding down any old string. You gotta know which ones to press and where.
You mean like my suit?
What's your soup got to do with it?
I press it and I wear it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Myrtle, show him what a chord is like. Come on, you used to play the guitar, didn't you?
Oh, well, I used to at school, but I've probably forgotten how now.
Oh, no, brown cow, how now? Now, brown cow.
Yeah. Will you shut up? Myrtle, show Red a few chords, honey.
Yeah, sure you don't mind, Red?
No, not in the least. Here you are, Myrtle.
Oh. Now, let me see.
Hey, yes, lovely, Myrtle.
Oh, then there was this one.
That's even better.
And the last one was this, I think.
That's my favorite.
No, that's not right. Perhaps it was this. Yeah, that's right.
I didn't like it as much as the last one.
Hey, now you got the chords, honey. Come on, play us a tune, huh?
Oh, okay, let me think. Yeah, yes. How about this? Ain't she sweet? As you're walking down the street. And as you're coming up the street. Ain't she sweet?
Honey, that was, well, I had no idea you played so well, huh?
Yeah, well, I just strum a bit, you know.
I hum a bit, you know.
I know you does.
Say, Red, this is a beautiful guitar. Much better than the one I had 20, but when I was at school. Where did you say you got it from?
I got it from a Spanish gentleman who used to teach guitar.
Oh, well, what's he doing now, then?
Well, nothing, I guess. He said he just come out of hospital and his last three students have gone to other teachers.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, ain't it? He hadn't got enough money for the fare, so he sold me his guitar to pay for it. Not the guitar, the fare. He owed 4 weeks' rent, too. So what an old Spanish guitar teacher without a guitar does for a living, I got no idea.
Do you realize what you've done?
Yeah, I just made Myrtle cry. Why, I do not know. Why are you crying, Myrtle?
I was crying, Red, because I was worried about the old Spanish gentleman you bought the guitar from.
Well, Myrtle, you never even met him.
I was just wondering, what's a poor old Spanish guitar teacher going to do without a guitar?
Buy another one, Myrtle.
But he ain't got no money. He even owes 4 weeks' rent on his room.
Oh, yeah, I get it. That means a livelihood is a guitar. Now, if you'd asked me, Chuck, what an old Spanish guitar teacher was going to do without a guitar, instead of calling it a means of livelihood, I would have told you.
And what would you have told me, Red?
I would have told you, Chuck, that an old Spanish guitar teacher without a guitar, or a means of livelihood, as you calls it, an old Spanish guitar teacher would starve.
Exactly. So what are you going to do about it?
Buy him another one so he can go on teaching the guitar and he won't starve.
Oh, good for you, Red. But guitars are expensive.
I don't know. I got this one for only $14.50.
Yeah, but you won't be able to get one half as good as that one for less than $50.
Well, I better give him this one back. That way I save myself a lot of dough.
Now, Red, I think that is very, very nice of you. Okay, now what's this Spanish senor's name?
I don't know, but I know where he lives.
Where's that?
152 East 52nd Street. Okay, let's go down the street away before it's too late.
Hey, some broads. That is why I put up with Red all these years. Okay, he may be stupid. He may be a knucklehead. He may be a lame brain. But underneath it all, he's a very nice guy. And very considerate, too. So when he says he wants to return the guitar to the old Spanish guitar teacher, guys and broads, because he don't want to see him starve to death, Michael Red and me jumps into my cab and we drive to 152 East 52nd Street. And very soon, we is knocking on the front door here. Looks a crummy joint to me.
Perhaps it's been a bad year for guitar teachers. This one at any rate.
Yeah, I guess it has. Hope you ain't been kicked out already.
Hey, someone's coming.
Yeah, what do you want? It's about the room we had for let. It's let already.
No, it ain't about the room. It's about something else.
Well, what do you want? You ain't the police, are you?
Does we look like cops?
Yeah, does I look like a policewoman?
Well, I don't know. You get all sorts nowadays. What do you want?
We was wondering if you happen to have an old Spanish guitar teacher staying in your apartment.
No, I doesn't.
So what do we do now?
Are you sure this is the right address?
Yeah, sure, I'm sure. I dropped it right here this afternoon. So what do we do now?
Gotta think again.
Hey, hold it a minute. You relations of his?
Relations of who?
Whom, Chuck, whom? Relations of whom?
Whom? What's it matter? The old Spanish guitar teacher, Senor Jose Dominguez.
Well, what of it if we were?
Well, he owes me 3.5 weeks' rent, that's what. Came back to base, saying he just got back from hospital.
Yeah, he had.
So you his relations?
Well, could be.
Well, is you or isn't you? You don't look Spanish to me.
No, we ain't Spanish, but Senor Flamingos was married to my maiden aunt.
Dominguez.
That's right, Senor Dominguez. He was married to my maiden aunt.
How could you be a maiden aunt if she was married to Senor Dominguez?
I don't know. She was.
Oh, listen. No, you see, ma'am, she was his maiden aunt until she married Senor Dominguez. She married pretty late in life, see?
Pretty late. It was just in time, if you ask me. She died a month after the marriage, you see.
Well, is you gonna pay his rent or not?
How much is it?
$100 less the $12 he paid me today. $88.
Yeah, well, that depends.
Depends on what?
Well, you tell us where he is now, so we can sort out all the affairs, and maybe we can arrange something about the rent.
I don't know where he is. When I kicked him out, he just packed up his few belongings in an old battered valise he had. It was about as old as him and left. He hadn't even got his guitar. I don't know where he's gone.
Oh, boy, so now he is back to square one.
Well, at least we know his name.
So you ain't relations. If he'd been your uncle, you'd have known his name.
He's my Spanish uncle, not my Dutch uncle, my Spanish uncle.
Okay, have it your own way. If you meet up with him, remind him he owes me $88.
Now what do we do?
I tell you what, we goes round to the 78th precinct, and we gets Lieutenant Boney Vanilla to put Senor Jose Dominguez on the missing persons file.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Red. And you too, Myrtle. Say, what is this? You selling more tickets for the Capman's Ball?
No, we ain't selling no tickets, Boney. We is in need of your services.
Sure, Chuck. We detectives is only too pleased to help where we can. Apart from 3 murders, 2 muggings, and some Cumberland Garden housebreaking, we've got nothing on our hands. What can I do for you?
This is important, or we wouldn't have called on you, see?
I know you wouldn't, Red. Pull up some chairs and tell me all about it.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Boney.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks. We want you to help us find somebody.
One person out of 13 million in New York, that should be easy.
Now, this guy is Spanish.
Well, that cuts it down to about 5,000, unless he's Puerto Rican.
No, this guy's a genuine Spanish onion.
Right, let's start from the beginning.
Gee, we all saw the story in the same way. Ain't that a coincidence? Now, if the three of us was telling the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, I bet we wouldn't start in the same way.
I bet you we would.
I bet we wouldn't.
Of course we would. We'd all start once upon a time.
Yeah, so we would. Well, once upon a time, it was this afternoon, actually, I gives a ride to the Spaniard. I don't know he's a Spaniard, mind you, but from his accent and from the fact he's carrying a Spanish guitar in a case in his hand, I deduces he's a Spaniard. Say, that's good detective work. Hey, Boney, if I lost my cab, do you think I could join the 78th precinct as a detective?
We have enough trouble on our hands as it is, thank you, Red.
Now, I forgot where I got to. I'll have to start again. Once upon a time, I was this afternoon, actually.
Look, Bonehead, will you shut up? Let me tell the story. Otherwise, we're going to be here all night. And Boney's a very busy man.
Yeah, but it's my story. It happened to me.
Do you want to find Senor Jose Dominguez, or don't you?
Well, sure I does, Michael.
Yeah, then let Chuck tell the story.
Okay, Chuck, you tell the story then. But it was my story. It happened to me. He got into my cab. Oh, now, if he got into your cab, Chuck, I would have said you tell the story, Chuck, because he got into your cab. But he got into my cab, Chuck, not your cab, Chuck. So I should tell the story. Because he got into my cab.
Has you quite finished?
Sure, Chuck, you tell the story. Oh, I should tell the story because he got into my cab and he sold me his guitar.
Shut up.
Well, if he sold you his guitar, you should have told the story, but if he sold me his guitar, I should tell the story.
Hey, Red. Shut up, will you?
Okay, you tell the lieutenant the story.
Okay, okay. Now, Boney, I'll make it as short as I can. You see, Red gives a ride to a Spaniard called Jose Dominguez. He can't pay the fare, so he sells Red his guitar to pay for it. This Spaniard's a guitar teacher. He owes 4 weeks' rent on his room. Red realizes he's taking the Spaniard's only means of livelihood.
That's his guitar.
So he decides to return it. We go to the rooming house, but he's been kicked out. He ain't got no money, no guitar. So we wants to find him to return the guitar and maybe help him, huh?
Thanks, Chuck. That seems pretty clear. How old would you say he was?
How old? I don't know. How old was he, Red?
See? I knew you'd have to ask me. It's my story, you see. He got into my cab. He told me his guitar, not you, Chuck. I know you. I knew you would have to ask me.
So how old was he, Red?
Very difficult to say. With old people, it's very difficult to say. I would say he was 83 and a half.
80? How do you know?
Just a hunch.
Okay, we're looking for an old Spanish guitar teacher called Senor Jose Dominguez. He ain't got no money. I'll let you know if anything turns up.
2 days later, Kaiser Broads, Lieutenant Boney Vanilla phones us to say that the Spaniard, answering to our description, has turned up at an old age home. He is given a different name, but having no money, Vanilla reckons that he is our man. So Michael Red and me jumps into my cab and we drive to this old age home. Sure enough, Kaiser Broads, sitting at a table there, drinking a mug of soup and staring into space, is Senor Jose Dominguez.
Hi there, Senor Dominguez. Remember me?
Sí, seguro, señor.
Sí.
You are the taxi driver I sold my guitar to, eh? I hope it is giving you much pleasure.
Oh, it sure is. Hey, this is my buddy, Chuck, and this is his fiancée, Michael. Chuck, Michael, meet Senor Dominguez.
Encantado, señorita.
Oh.
Señor.
Buenos dias, amigo.
He called me señorita. Hi there, Senor Dominguez.
But please, how did you know I was here? How did you know my name?
That is a very long story, and we will not get right here to bore you with it. Suffice it to say, Red realized that he had taken your only means of livelihood.
That's a guitar, senor.
And he wants to return it to you.
Oh, that is very kind, but I make an agreement and I must be stick with it.
Yes, we thought you'd probably say that. So Red wants to lend you the guitar, so you get enough students to pay him back for it. That's so, ain't it, Red?
Yeah, that's right, Michael. I couldn't have put it better myself.
My friends, you are very simpatico, but I... To find enough students so I could pay back the money on the guitar is not going to be easy.
Don't worry, we arrange that for you. A guitar teacher has to advertise, you see.
Which costs money, which you know I have not got.
Yeah, but look, there is some free sorts of advertising.
Free advertising? I have never heard of this.
Go on, tell him, Michael, it was your idea.
Yeah, it was my story. He got into my cab and said you had the means to sell me his guitar.
Shut up, lame brain. Go on, Michael.
Yeah, well, senor, my idea was that you should give a concert. A free concert to all the cab drivers and their wives and families. Now, Red here could introduce you, because it's his story.
Because it's my story. He got into my cab and he sold me his guitar.
Yeah, all right. So
that's
after the concert, we could announce that you was available for guitar lessons.
I think
you could get a lot of students that way, because every kid wants to learn the guitar, and maybe a few cab drivers, too.
Yeah, I'd like lessons. I can play two tunes. I'd like to hear it.
Some other time, Red. Okay, senor, what do you think of Michael's idea?
Well, I like it very much, but I have not given a concert for 10 years.
Don't worry, you got 10 days to practice. She will take us up to contact all the boys and make all the arrangements for you.
Well, then I just hope I will not let you all down.
Oh, gee, you mean you'll do it?
I will try.
Oh, wonderful. I'm sure you'll be a great success.
I just hope so, for your sake.
Of course you'll be a big success. Okay, senor, we'll book the cabbie's recreational hall for 10 days' time. I'll tell all the boys about it, and let me assure you, you is going to have a full house.
Well, this is wonderfully kind.
Oh, don't mention it. It'll be a pleasure.
Excuse me, Senor Dominguez. Would you mind answering a rather personal question?
No, not the least. Do you please go ahead?
Would you mind telling me how old you is?
I am not ashamed of my age, senor. I am 83 and a half.
Once upon a time, ladies and gentlemen, it was a fortnight ago, actually, I gave a ride to this Spaniard. Now, I don't know him, Spaniard, see, but from his accent and from the fact he's carrying a guitar case in his hand, I deduce this he's a Spaniard. Now, this was a pretty good detective work, because he was a Spaniard. So good, in fact, that I asked Detective Lieutenant Boney Bonella, who is sitting in the audience, by the way, if I could join the 78th Precinct as a defective if I ever lost my cab and I was out of
work. Get on with it! Introduce Senor Jose Dominguez!
Now you made me lose my place, Chuck Edwards. I'll have to start from the beginning.
Nah!
Once upon a time, it was a fortnight ago, actually.
Senor Jose Dominguez!
Okay. Pity, because I didn't enjoy myself. Ladies and gentlemen, gives me much pleasure to introduce the maestro of the guitar himself, Senor Jose Dominguez.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to start by playing a Spanish piece called El Colibre by Julio Sagreras. I thank you.
Jose Dominguez's concert, guys and broads, was a fantastic success. The applause at the end was raising the roof. So I made a little speech, and I told them all that he would like to enroll some students. Well, I know Reggie had done it because it is his story, but I had to do it nonetheless. We'd have been there all night otherwise. And the response was very, very gratifying, as Senor Jose Dominguez enrolls 28 students on the spot. Two of them is Detective Boney Bonella's two kids, and Myrtle and Red enrolls too. Myrtle is the senior star pupil. But Red's guitar playing still sounds like this. Oh, boy. Jose Dominguez now gives lessons at the taxi driver's recreational hall. He's paid back his rent and the money he owes to Red for the guitar. In fact, things is very nicely thank you for the old boy.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.